A legal showdown is looming over the federal government's plans to roll back Labor's reforms to superannuation, aimed at protecting consumers from commissions financial advisers receive on the products they sell. Industry Super Australia has received advice that changes by regulation rather than legislation could be ruled invalid and challenged in the courts. The Melbourne law firm Arnold Bloch Liebler says financial advisers who rely on the government's changes standing up could be found to have acted unlawfully. The Chief Executive of Industry Super Australia, David Whiteley, is speaking with our business editor, Peter Ryan.
Well, Industry Super Australia has received some legal advice, and their opinion is that the government will not be able to change the financial advice laws through regulation, and in particular, that any changes to the best interest test or the ban on sales commissions or fee disclosure requirements would be invalid if challenged in court.
Are you confident, though, that this advice you've received from your lawyers, Arnold Bloch Liebler, will be enough to derail the government's plan to roll back Labor's reforms on superannuation?
Well, our concern, of course, is that should these regulations be put through and should they be subject to legal challenge, that all of this and even the potential of legal challenge will create greater uncertainty for consumers. What we need, very clearly, is some certainty around financial advice laws. And of course, most importantly, what we need are advice laws that require financial planners to act in their client's best interest and that remove sales commissions from the system.
What are the implications from this legal advice for financial advisers if the government's changes were ultimately found to be invalid?
Should these regulations go through, they would be operating in an environment of uncertainty. And the second thing is that there could be increased risk of litigation.
What is the likelihood, if these changes or new regulations are found to be invalid, of a class action, given the tensions that could erupt between financial advisers and their clients?
The legal advice that we've received from Arnold Bloch Liebler is that should these regulations be passed, that there is a risk of potential class actions.
The government seems committed to making these changes by regulation, but they're also planning to introduce legislation, even though they don't have the firepower in the Senate at the moment. But are you confident that they have consulted enough and thought this through?
We recognise it is the role of government to consider changes to any legislation, but at the same time, these laws have only been in place for 8 months. We think it would be more appropriate to consider any changes to these laws after they've been in place for some time and perhaps in the context of the financial system inquiry.
But what sort of uncertainty is all this causing for people who are trying to plan for their retirement?
They want to be confident that the advice is in their best interest. They want to be confident that the financial planner is not receiving incentives from a product provider. If people cannot have that confidence, it could well reduce demand for financial advice and mean people don't seek the advice when they most need it.
The Chief Executive of Industry Super Australia, David Whiteley, with our business editor, Peter Ryan, and the Assistant Treasurer's Office says that the reforms will be backed by legislation, which will be introduced to Parliament in coming weeks.